party to you.
Samsonite. I was way off.
Hold on to your butts.
What's up, heroes, and welcome to the Stephen Corson Show, where we discuss financial strategies, habits, and mindset to get you to your first 100K and then get you to your first million, all in the pursuit of true wealth and modern freedom.
I've read almost 200 books on money and investing. 50% of them were pretty good, and 20% of them should be burned and never read again by anyone. And then there were a lot that had a really big impact on me. But I'm going to review 9 books specifically that had a major impact on my financial future forever. And I'm going to rank them in the order that I think that you should read them in order to get the maximum impact. It's so important that we read books like this because our ultimate goal is to just make so much money that nobody can tell us what to do anymore. And we can start living a life that's full of purpose and fun. So the first book that I want to recommend is Who Moved My Cheese by Dr. Spencer Johnson. And one of the main reasons I want this to be the first one you read, especially if you don't usually read these kind of books, is look how small that thing is. It's super easy to get through. And look, it even has pictures. So it's a great book to kind of sink your teeth into. It talks about a maze that has 2 mice and 2 little people in there. And each one is reacting to the maze and where the cheese is put in a completely different way. And what this ends up being is just kind of an allegory based off of how everyone in society reacts to money. So it's not just a book that's a really cool, fun, easy to read story. It's also really impactful because you will end up associating with one of the 4 and understand how you relate to money even better. There's 3 main takeaways from this book. The first one is that you need to embrace change. The only constant in life is change, and it's best to tackle it with a growth mindset and a cheerful attitude. The second big lesson is to be adaptable and focus on finding new opportunities and new cheese. And one of my favorite quotes in this book is this: what you are afraid of is never as bad as what you imagine. The fear you let build up in your mind is worse than the situation that actually exists. The second book on the list is The Richest Man in Babylon. And again, not that big of a book, but that's not why it's the second book on the list. This book was written 98 years ago and has rules about money that go back almost 2,000 years ago, proving that the rules around money and building wealth are totally timeless. Parts of the book are even written in Old English, so it really gives this kind of ancient wisdom vibe. One of the big takeaways from this book is not actually about money, but our desire for money and how that motivates us. And 2 of my favorite sections in this book are the 7 cures for a lean purse and then the 5 laws of gold. And I love how this book is written in kind of this old English again, because one of my favorite quotes in here is this: start thy purse to fattening, save money. There you go. Okay, coming in hot at 3 is The Automatic Millionaire. And this book is really important because it's going to show us the importance of having a financial system. One of the biggest principles in this book is one of the most foundational in all of personal finance, and that is to pay yourself first. But don't just pay yourself first, set up an automatic transfer from your checking to a savings account, even at a different bank if you struggle with taking money out of it, and create a financial system that totally bypasses human error, aka you screwing up, and make sure that you are building wealth automatically. The financial firm Fidelity did a study recently, and they showed that the best performing portfolios over the past 30 years actually belong to dead people. That's because the biggest hindrance in building wealth is human error and emotion. So if you remove the human element out of building wealth as much as possible with financial systems that are totally automated, you're going to build wealth well. This book has really functional advice to help you begin setting up your systems. And the entire core message of this book can be summed up in this one quote right here: you need to have a system that doesn't depend on you following a budget or being disciplined. So make getting rich easy and build a financial system. All right, the next one I'm going to recommend might freak you out a little bit, and that's because it's Freakonomics. But Stephen, isn't Freakonomics about economics? That's right. And economics is based off an economy which focuses on wealth and goods and money. So if we really want to start advancing a little bit in our knowledge of money, we probably need to understand a little bit about how this whole economy thing works. And I know what you're thinking. Oh my gosh, Stephen, I had a macroeconomics class one time and I slept through the entire thing. There was something about supply and demand, but there's no way I want to read something that boring. Well, that's why I recommend this book so much, because it is anything but boring. Let me read you a few of the chapters. What do school teachers and sumo wrestlers have in common? How is the Ku Klux Klan, yes, that group, like a group of real estate agents. In this chapter, they won a ton of awards for, and it's one of my personal favorites, Why Do Drug Dealers Still Live With Their Moms? After reading this book, you will have such a better understanding about how money actually works, and it will definitely impact the decisions that you make, not just with spending your money, but investing it too. All right, I'm gonna admit it up front. This next book has a super boring sounding title, The Psychology of Money, but it is anything but boring. It's actually chock full of really exciting and fun stories. The genius things about this book, and one of the reasons it's one of the top sellers over the past few years, Morgan Housel, the author, really dives into the emotional and psychological aspects of money that are so key to the reasons we do or don't invest or save or any kind of money decision that we make. But he doesn't just throw out all these boring lab data points or anything like that. He does it through telling us really interesting stories that captivate your imagination and teach you these lessons along the way. This book has so many bingeable moments, it's hard for me to pick just one quote that I really like, but this is a super short one that I think is so important. He says, "Enough is not too little." I put this book at number 5 for a reason, because I wanted to start you off with some short books and some really functional things, but this could just as easily have been the first or second book that I'd recommend to you on this list. So if you're really interested in this topic, don't be afraid to make it your first one. This next book is one of my favorite books that I've read in the past decade, but it actually doesn't really address money and investing at all. And that is Grit by Angela Duckworth. This book is so good because it talks about what drives success beyond innate talent. She talks about how grit, which is a combination between passion and perseverance, actually ends up being a much better indicator of success than just talent. It's full of crazy stories about overcoming obstacles in order to reach your goals. The reason this is a must read when it comes to building wealth and making money is because the financial journey does not just go straight up, even when you're doing all of the right things. There is a lot of ups and downs as we progress through our financial journey, and we need grit if we are going to be successful at it. One of the main themes of this book and one of my favorite quotes boils down to just 3 words. Effort counts twice. Now, this next book is kind of money adjacent, and that is Essentialism by Greg McKeown. This is one of the most impactful books that I've read in the past 10 years on lifestyle design. It focuses on living a more meaningful life by doing less, but doing it better. In the society that we live in that is constantly trying to get all of our money and attention, this book is exactly what we need to build boundaries that will lead us to not just building wealth, but happiness too. This is one of the most important quotes in the book. It really sums it up perfectly, okay? If you don't prioritize your life, then someone else will. And you can substitute life with money, and it's the exact same principle. If you don't prioritize your money, someone else will. The 8th book I have on the list, I really wanted to put on here to challenge the way that you think about making money, and that is The 4-Hour Workweek. Now, I think while this book was written back in about 2007, the principles of it were way ahead of its time. In the book, he talks about the lifestyle of the new rich and how the focus really needs to be more on time and mobility freedom and focusing on things like remote work. Nowadays, a lot of us are doing remote work. It's not that uncommon. But back in 2007, when we were still working on dial-up internet speeds, that was a really revolutionary idea. Now, some of the ideas in the book are outdated just due to technology, so I would recommend getting the updated version because they've added some context to it that's really helpful. Everyone is probably going to take away different lessons from this book based off of where they are in life. But the one that I really think that anybody could really get from this is how he challenges the way that people think about how we value our time and our freedom. Too many of us inadvertently build our life around work when we should be focusing it on personal growth, being around loved ones, and living the life that we want to have. And this is one of my favorite quotes in the entire book. Money is multiplied in practical value depending on the number of W's you control in your life. What you do, when you do it, where you do it, and whom you do it with. I call this the freedom multiplier. And for the last book on this list, we're going to go with another classic. But here's the problem with classics. Everybody knows about them, they've heard about them, but they don't read them. And that is a huge mistake, okay? Think and Grow Rich must be on your list. And the reason that I put it very last is because there's a lot of principles in these other books that will set you up to really understand the primary themes and messages that this absolutely brilliant book has. A lot of people don't know this, but I run masterminds. There's a lot of, you know, people who advertise running masterminds for different things. The term mastermind actually came from this book. Fun little side note. One of the incredible things about this book was the unprecedented access that he had to billionaires and millionaires back in the day, and the deep, in-depth research that he did on how they all built their wealth. The book breaks down 13 different principles about building wealth and success. It goes through different things like the power of desire, the role of faith, and even the process of auto-suggestion. I know I didn't know what auto-suggestion was either prior to reading this book, but it's really good. One of the most powerful quotes from this book just simply comes down to mindset, and that is, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve.